Welcome everyone to episode 2 of Beyond the Spiral, Flat Stats. Today, we will be going and covering this amazing subject of the stats system in Wizard 101 with Feisty Orange, right over here. And Orange, Jeremy, Red, a bunch of other names. Sadly,
Orange.
I also have a similar problem, because I'm Ryan, a.k.a. the Tech Boy, a.k.a. Pioneer Conjurer, the Tech Man. Either way, we're here to do an... Yeah, sadly that. Either way, if you want to know where our social media is, go ahead and check out the show notes over at dualcircle.com and just go to the post. It should be dualcircle.com/2, assuming I do the domain for that. If not, you can find Beyond the Spiral by Googling, and then the show notes are pretty apparent on the website dualcircle.com or elsewhere. Anyhow, we're going to be talking about the stat system in Wizard 101, and it's a very interesting subject because the stat system currently right now is literally breaking down into pieces, and we'll be explaining why it is and how to solve the problem. It's not like the problem's answer is in the title above. Okay, so it is, but
yeah, it's a little bit anticlimactic, but let's start off. Let's start off by talking about why the system right now is an issue. Because obviously, people will turn around and people who like the system currently will say, "Don't fix what's not broken."
Yeah, like but the issue is, like they're blinded by comfort. That's the thing. So let's just take a look at the types of stats we have now and how there are two categories of stats. The game technically already does some things in flat stats, but most things are percent based. Some of the things are technically okay as percent based for. That's just how they work better in that sense. But there are things that should not be percent-based and whatnot. So we'll go ahead and cover over the percent stats right now. So in order, at least on my spreadsheet or little document here, we have damage. So damage isn't based on percentage. It's a multiplier for damage. You have resistance, which is based on percent as well. And it takes away a percent of damage. You have accuracy. It just increases your accuracy on spells. Armor piercing is a very interesting stat as it takes away percentage of resistance. You have stun resistance, which just increases your chance of resisting a stun where it wouldn't affect you. Healing incoming and outgoing, it is a healing multiplier. Power pips increases your chance of getting power pips. Shadow pip bonus, same thing but for shadow pips. Fishing luck. And that is it for the regular stats. Of course, there's also the stats I was talking about earlier that were not percent-based, or at least inherently. Like, because with damage, if you have, let's just say, 50% damage, that's 50% damage. That's how it shows up on your stat page. But for critical, block, and pip conversion, you notice how that's rating. So that works on a rating system or flat stats, and that is what we're going to be discussing, how that is generally a better... or pretty much like the much better idea, and comparing and contrasting between the percent stats versus flat stats and kind of the fun issues that can occur and pop up. I'll let Jeremy go and take the wheel here.
So pretty much the issue right now is not that the system is wrong, it's just that it escalates too quickly. And that's the biggest issue with using percentiles with these stats, which are the main stats of damage and resistance. As you know, since the very beginning of time, for the last 10 years.
Insane, yeah, 10th anniversary,
wow, it's
man.
Even crazy to say that.
We're literally recording it in September, yeah. The 10th anniversary month.
10th.
In a 10th anniversary stream even, like, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, but the fact that and the thing is, this problem happened. We hit a issue like this ages
probably
ago.
Like 4.
It didn't take 10 years for us to hit this issue, which you could easily argue. Yeah, if it takes 10 years for there to be an issue with the system, then is it really an issue, or is it just that you capped out the system? But no, that's not the case here.
Yeah, '80s when it began.
When you began
up the hill really quickly. Because for the most part, it's fine in the early stages.
Yeah, and I
but
think,
we're in such a point where because you get higher up in levels, you have to get better gear. And that means you have to increase your numbers. And with percentage, it's a percentage. When you get to the higher escalons of percents, some interesting effects happen that are mostly negative.
Yeah, exactly. How do you go above 100% resist? And if you go above 100%, like, damage is a little bit less important, but the issue is that they're trying to make consistency in terms of that damage and that resist percentage. And that's where the issue comes in, is that the resist, you know, how can you do, how do you escalate that from 100%?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, you take 100% off, right? Of whatever's coming to you. What happens? You get 110 or 120 or 130, whatever. Like, that doesn't really work. And that really, like, the effect is interesting because it's that purpose is to go against armor piercing, but armor piercing's purpose is supposed to go ahead and take down resistance to make it kind of quote unquote fairer. But that has a lot of cascading effects, though. Like, a lot of you know, the whole dynamo just comes down, next one, and then your whole dynamos are just all collapse. And you can probably go in a little more of why that is very much an issue, like, because resistance is the biggest stat that is currently the most problematic. Damage, of course, would be more ideal as well to go over to flat, but resistance is the most notable one for how the current issues and the foreseen effects are happening right now with this current percent system.
Yeah, and they've been very they've been trying to dodge making new gear quite a lot. Like, a lot of people like have been asking for new gear, like new dungeons.
Especially, yeah.
But the thing is, they have to be very careful. Yeah, they have to, because eventually, if they keep adding these new dungeons, which is content that we'd love to have,
because our current gear is 25 levels old.
We can't really have it.
That's not the best thing to have in the game. The only new stuff we've been getting is what I call specialty gear. But the specialty gear is an offense, because offense is technically the effect isn't as prone, but at the same time, it's trying to counteract the ugly. It's like, okay, we're going to only go in this direction, pretend there's no issues, and only give you a lot of offensive stuff. Like, you get critical, you get a lot of damage, you get a lot of piercing, but you don't notice any blocking, you don't notice any more resistance. For the most part, like, you don't have the other side of the coin. You're just going in one direction because the whole defensive aspect doesn't work anymore because we're so high up in the into the resist here. Like, it's just falling apart, essentially.
Like, the thing is, if they had... Like, what we all were used to is around every 10 levels or so, we would get about at least a new dungeon.
Yeah, craftable gear was the main thing from like 60 to 90. And then 90 was Tartarus, was a bunch of different gear. And then we went 90 to 100, but 100, though, was where we kind of flatlined a lot.
But,
well, I mean, we went up a lot, then we flatlined.
Yeah. And the main issue with that is the fact that we were so used to universal resistance. They kind of messed up when they gave us universal resistance like that, and they power crept it. Because remember, back at level 50, the highest universal resist that you could get naturally without pets was 35.
Plus
and
15.
When you introduced pets into the equation.
Well, assuming you're only going universal, 50, but you also have the wards, and the wards are also one of the big creeping problems, though. It's like, oh yeah, just go and get yourself a 15%. Resistance to any school you want. Mm-hmm. All seven schools have ward talents, and that also.
Yep. But it's also the fact that, like, you don't even need.
Yeah, just proof and defy. That's just the minimum, or that's the important part. Everything else is just going up and beyond. This for. Oh boy. Like, it is okay. It's like you get, like, with the pet, like 50 resistance to 60 in most gear situations, and that's the average resistance. And any more can be really, really scary. Like imagine though, like, let's just say that Kingzell were to release a new dungeon, right? And from where we are at our current tier, let's just say we went from 100 to like 130 dungeon. And if people already have 50 to 60% resistance universally, and let's just say you have to go up a tier, what do you think the tier is? 70, right? Like 70, maybe 80. But that's like Jade gear. And then having your offensive gear, like, imagine people, you know, 150 damage, whatever, and then 60, 70, even 80 resistance, that would just be busted.
And the thing is like, we got used to about the, if you break it down, we got used to about one extra universal, plus 1% extra universal resistance every 10 levels, which doesn't seem too bad right now. But neither did we think about, you know, plus 10% damage every 10 levels being a big deal. Yet look at where we're at now, where naturally you're dealing double of whatever your spell's base damage is, just normally without having to.
Yeah, you know, remember the days before everyone had 100
pets and stuff.
Yeah, you know? Remember the days before everyone had 100 damage. Doing that. And getting 100 damage was like kind of like the golden dream, you know, kind of like the. Like this, it was like, oh my gosh, I got 100 damage, man. I was so proud. If you were Storm, you could get that easily. But like anyone else other than Storm, you're like, oh my gosh, I got 100 damage. I'm so hyped. But then you may be missing other stats or whatnot, or because you know 80. How I mean, that was hard though ish to get, but especially then. But then 90 made it a lot easier. Than 100 was just like, yeah, everyone has a lot of damage and a lot of resistance and everything. Like, oh boy, times have changed.
Yeah. And so like if you keep up with that plus 1%, which is the average for it every 10 levels, eventually we're going to hit a situation just like what we do with damage, where we're going to naturally be expecting to be immune to all the classes. And then Pierce is going to have to be power creeped. And all of a sudden you're getting way too complicated with these stats for no reason, simply because you decided to put the percent.
Yeah, like percent doesn't make sense for infinitely scaling gear. In order to go and continue to say, okay, hey, here's our new content and here's new gear that keeps you relevant, because you part of the having stats that increase from level and not just having everything the same is to have it where you keep people entertained by with new dungeons, new content, and new things to get. You always want the player to get new things, and for this MMO, particularly, it's important to do that. So you know, every level tier, there's always new things to get, and it will be better than before, and things will be harder in theory, and then it will require the new stuff. It is a necessity, but right now, they can't really do that well, because we're nearing the top of what is sane at the current system.
Yep, and even if they do continue to do the trend that we kind of have come to expect, which is, like I said, that plus 10% damage average per 10 levels, that plus 1% universal resist per 10 levels, eventually you're going to hit a situation where you're at plus 500% on damage and universal resistance to everybody, whatever the heck they decide to, you know, toss in there alongside that, new mechanics, new classes, new class spell things like shadow and stuff.
Maybe a skill tree or something. Who knows? You know? Like
I'm so bad at that.
Like it limits the creativity. It limits, like it puts a shackle on you. That's what it does with percentage. Things just don't make sense when you go high up. Like if, as I say, we're always in Dragonspire, well, that's just Dragonspire. Like you're not, because they're not having the stat increases. They're not having the regular vertical and horizontal incline on the graph of what you have in the game and how things have to change to keep up. Like it just doesn't work. And especially with that expectation, as you said, you know, the whole 1% resistance and 10% damage or 10 damage increase over and over by every 10 levels, that just doesn't work, because you get to such a point where over 100% can really be damaging. And the currently to counteract piercing or resistance is you use piercing, but then that kind of defeats a lot of points, and then it causes a lot of other issues where it's like, okay, you'll be all OP here until someone comes out with their piercing, and then that will go ahead and quote unquote nerf the player. But at the same time, what happens if you want to be someone that just naturally, or like, but what happens to someone that doesn't have the really good gear, or let's just say someone that doesn't have isn't up all the way, but then they get shot down because all their resistance got pierced because of the piercing stat, which is supposed to go and counteract resistance. So in worst to high end cases, like it affects everything. Like it's like it is going ahead and shooting a gun blind and hoping it works and getting the one objective. It's really cumbersome. And that's where the flat system comes into hand. The flat system is essentially a linear way to keep adding things in stats, and it will work for indefinite time, especially considering that we're using a linear concept on something that is not linear by nature for our statistical numbers. Like, that's literally what it is.
I mean, we're also, there's another issue with just the system right now as well. Like, we touch so much on resistance, but obviously people would turn around and you'll say, oh, you got to deal with piercing, you got to deal with this. But that's not even, that's just one little bit.
Yeah, there's a bigger picture.
Resistance is just one little bit. We touched on it already, but there's damage as well. That's the issue. Because right now, the damage scaling is not equal to the amount of HP we have. And you can, this is a pretty blatant issue that we're having right now, which is where games just last only two or three turns because it's really whoever gets that Shadow Pip spell. First of all, you know, we could talk all day about, you know, power,
but always, but it comes back to the baseline though.
We can do that all day, because that's not the point.
What is the first part of if how the Wizard actually plays and you use the combat system? How does the gameplay go at the root level? You don't fix a problem like five levels into the right versus going.
You're gaining plus 10% damage.
This is
right?
Like we're looking in the beginning versus going to the end or the mid. You know, we're trying to see the source that may, in return, if we change the base system, it would at least help mitigate later on. Of course, later on, it has its own issues. Even if there was flat stats in PvP, that sort of thing, in combat and the system, there are still issues there. But some of those issues are also here too. Yeah. Gotta look at the whole picture.
But the thing is like, as well, is that we're getting to this point where, like, when you scale the damage as well, like we said, you know, the average number is about 10% per the level. So per 10 levels. Mm-hmm. And so about plus 1% per level, right? And so that scaling over time, you're not gaining plus 1% HP every time you level either. And so slowly, again, it comes to this situation where eventually we're going to get to a point where games literally will come down to who goes first simply because kill you turn one. You know, that's like, and that's the thing. You can't just look at a system and go, oh, it works right now. Hey, she'll be all
how
right.
How will it last?
You got to look
years
at the system. Fully, you got to say, okay, 10 years down the line from now, will this work? And the answer is, at the scaling it's going to go right now,
I
for
see
all the
three
stats,
at, like,
you're
going
to literally hopeful have a brick roll. Road at
really, it's probably close to the two if on the current stat system. Like, oh, like already we've been feeling the effects a lot stronger for 4 years, right? Like, since Darkmoor was the, like, you know, the big awakening to many people in feeling this. Because he had Darkmoor, and then he had the Pierced Jewels, and then all the other stuff. Like, the snowballing is happening really, really hard right now. But yeah, definitely with the health, though, that is another concern, though,
it's
overall.
It's just a matter
it's
of
like,
time before
we
you
do
get that.
We do so much damage, but why is our health kind of like, oh, that's low compared to what we do? Like the current damage, with it being multiplayer-based, is just insane. Just insanity. It really is. And you can also kind of look into this in terms of like our current content. We do so much damage overall for, you know, quote unquote, the intended gear and the intended gameplay experience that the developers intend. But at the same time, the content in quest progression is mostly a joke. Like, we can do so much damage, they have so little health. They don't, you know, it kind of goes, oh, they can't really compete with us. A lot of times it's like, kind of nigh invincible in most cases. There are, of course, challenge dungeons that do actually challenge your ability as a wizard and makes it where you have to. Well, I guess a lot of times they benefit at times from killing us at low health, and they have generally higher health, but we can also out damage them though. Thus, we can survive and win. And
I mean, when you have to give a boss 100,000 HP and then have it heal 90%, cough, cough, Malastare, when it dies, just to give you a challenge, I think there's something wrong with your stats.
Like, it's a lot of, it's a lot of health, definitely. And then it goes like, oh yeah, round two, we'll just do this. That's a good way to ensure it's like, okay, we want to prevent players from one-shotting and getting rid of the entire experience. We have phase two, he comes back, full health himself. Well, I think it went like originally it was like 30k, and then he went to 100k, but now he's like 45k or something because they nerfed him. But the original design was okay. Essentially, the guy doubles in health, and you get to the hard or like, you know, phase two of the boss, and that's how they kind of solve the whole one shot and problem. But still, like,
I mean, you're talking about the number like WizDex. look at yourself. You're talking about 60K. You're saying 60K is still
for current capabilities. It's kind of like, right? Okay, whatever. I mean, that's not bad. Because most of the numbers don't matter that much because of how offensive our capabilities are. That's like for a storm, what, 4 or 5 blades? It's just
insane. Yeah. A storm can do that with like 4 or 5 blades and a feint with like a crit easy. And it's not like
the because you naturally get so much critical. Like, it's literally an easy thing to do. It's like, okay, just get myself close or at 100% and always get those crits that do 2x damage in PvE. Why not?
Yeah, it's just, it's still a thing. It's like, and the thing is, you're going to have to scale things and you're going to, and again, it makes it, they're already making it harder on themselves as a company when it comes to finding the right balance between something that's too, like, that's good in terms of difficulty, because like a lot of the time they give us stuff like 30k basic I don't remember what it was from Mirage, but they
it was
had,
like
so
7
much
to 10 for a lot of them.
That was insane.
Some stuff started at 7k, I thought was interesting. It's like, oh, hey, that's kind of better because we already do a lot of damage, make it where we have to quote unquote try more / spend more time per battle, because you want a kind of equivalent battle average battle time to the old battle time with your new OP gear, like, or adjust and scale things to the players, that way things just don't become an absolute joke.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the thing is, we're getting to a point where seeing mobs with 10k health is going to be normal. Actually, wasn't that like normal?
Okay, so Chrysalis was like
for a little
high
bit,
end was 5k. There was actually quite a few 5k mobs, but a lot of times it was 2k on as your fodder mob. Your decent kind of nicer mob is 3k, and then you get a lot of 4.5s, and then a fair amount of 5s. I think 5 was when you capped out for mobs.
Because I remember,
but that made sense though, right? Like,
yeah, I remember going through Chrysalis and they were like average. They were average 4.5k, 25k, 30k. Like every boss had at least like 70k.
No, they didn't have 70k in Chrysalis.
What? No, they had like 70k. I know that because
sure
I just
not 70k
it. I just
in Chrysalis.
Went in
like,
Chrysalis and fought a boss.
I mean, it would be
like,
cool, but
there's
not.
Yesterday. I know the dungeon with the big serpents in the water when you go go onto the surface.
I thought that was a 30k. The storm one, the one from the Great Beast, right? Okay.
Yeah, and with it's that. And then there's
give
a
me
bunch
a moment. I'm gonna look at the exact mob. I'm pretty sure they're like 25k.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I mean, deep spawn. Thank you. Wizard 101. Deep spawn.
30k storm. Was it? That doesn't change anything. We're talking about 30k. We're still talking about 30k.
True.
Or so.
Wait.
It's all the same,
wait,
honestly. That's
did
like,
they, wait, did they nerf
it? It's not really an argument.
It was,
wait, did they nerf it? It
was
definitely
it
not 14k before.
Okay, there's three of them.
Yeah, there's like
that
there's
are,
three
like,
of them
offensive
that
super storm
mobs
like that like start off with like 7 power pips or something. That's what they did, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah. Remember first
also,
getting to them though. Like first, okay.
What was it? They all
first getting to them
the
though. Just it's like I don't know. Where it's like, oh, there are three bosses that are going to murder me. Those were fun though. That was kind of an interesting challenge to go through. And it's like, okay, how do we go and resist this much damage at this much time? Yeah, or yeah, Jade got immune.
Just put on
the waste of piss, mana burn. Yeah, that sort of stuff.
I don't know. It's just, I think when you're talking about numbers like 30k and stuff, at like what? Because what was it? I know in World of Warcraft, one of the like bosses at level 400 or 500, which is
well,
at, like,
WoW's current level is 120. That's the maximum level. I don't know how the bosses fully scale. Yeah, they have gear levels. If Desi's still in chat, we can ask her because Desi knows a lot about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Giving examples,
but yeah, but I know there's like bosses that like don't hit those until like way late in the game. So and same with Final Fantasy 14. It's also a game where the level is 60 right now, but you're crazy to see a boss with even something like 10K. That's absolutely absurd. They have like,
and I assume what, that I believe it's they just, like, I assume the way this goes is they scale your damage very, like very, or in other stats, very slowly up a curve, because there's not much reason to scale it like astronomically high. Like, well, yeah, they use flat stats. And
well, I mean, they also have flat stats.
Actually, that's pretty good, because you don't have to get to like those million numbers that soon, right? Like, overall, like, you would say that for like, you know, your super raid boss or whatever, you know, that kind of like fun things. It's like you know, that stuff.
Yeah, they have difficult raid bosses, but they don't have to give them.
So
like
the overall premise,
HP
though, is
to make them difficult.
Make it where they only have. To we have ash, it. Make it where all the numbers are coherent. If everything's coherent, then everything would feel much more one at peace and better designed, and your experience would be better. Because in the end,
yeah,
it would just be okay. Cool, I can do this, and I can win and play combat as I do. Nothing's perfect, but
no system is going to be perfect, but you have to figure out a system that you can make so that it'll never hit a brick wall, which is what percentages does, because percentages, you can scale as much as you want. But once you hit that 100%, you've kind of,
like, you're trying to climb up like this wall, and like over you're just dementing like, your view of and perspective. Like, you're going into uncharted territory, essentially, and just it goes like, okay, you're going to stupid numbers now, and oh boy.
Yeah, so it's like that's kind of the issue with using percentiles, is that percentiles really shouldn't be used for stuff that need to for stats that need to scale to make you feel as a player that
you're progressing. Yeah, you know, this, you know, kind of like the digital material item, you know, that gives you this amazing feeling. It's like, oh my gosh, it's so much better than what I had, like, you know, 20 levels ago or that sort of thing. Like, you know, and a visual increase that shows that, you know, obviously in, you know, you go up a curve of difficulty and stuff you do, and you want to, and that's one way to visually tell it to them by showing them in, you know, kind of like nice little fancy numbers and little stat screens, like, ooh, fancy. Oh, versus, you know, other things like, okay, it's just harder. You know, it's part of it.
Yeah. Percentages for World of Warcraft is used as a secondary stat. Now, for us, our secondary stat is blades, and that's perfectly fine. They work. Blades are fine. There's nothing wrong with blades. But the issue is when you naturally have a base
that is
blade
so massive as well.
Like, the reason why blades are balanced is because they take a turn.
Yeah, and
an
this is a card game, and
you have to
turn-based
develop.
Card games, which, and that's, you know, you're taking an important step. Tempo, you're losing the tempo, and
you're
it's
normally
a term that you may hear
and
in PvP and more competitive thing. But like, it applies to everything though, because it's a card game.
No, it's the same. It's the same thing in PvE. Because let's say the boss kills
you,
you
could have healed,
you
could have dispelled, like you could have done something else, but you know, wanted the blade because you want to go ahead and increase your damage output at a risk of that. Like, do you already have shields? Do you have no shield? Like, what can happen? You know, risk reward.
At the end of the day, Wizard 101 is a card game. At the end of the day, when you actually break it down in terms of how it's played, and so tempo is everything in PV and PvP, whatever. If you're playing spells, you're playing for tempo in some way. Because if you're dealing 2 damage every turn and your opponent's dealing 1, you're eventually gonna win. You know, it's just how it works. And so the entire idea is just that you need to be able to you know, having a blade has a downfall, and you have to develop that. Exactly. Blades have been a staple, but there's nothing wrong with having something staple. There's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like blades, but when everything naturally, like with our current damage, you just naturally have a supercharge.
And we know how busted supercharge can be when you use it to help.
What's
you just
percentage?
Do massive damage. Just flank it. I can.
Like, what's its percentage?
Yeah, 10%.
Right, it's 12? Yeah. No, 10%.
10% per pit.
Yeah, so essentially, what is it? So the average damage is what now? Like 110?
110,
120?
is very easy, and you can get like 120, 130, 140, and even 150 quite easily.
Yeah.
Just to be generous to the gold standard.
We'll be generous. That's you averagely have a 10 play point blade on every spell that you cast.
Or a default critical. You can look at it that way too. A default critical. You just two times your thing.
Yeah.
Like, hello? You two times your spell already just by just doing nothing?
There's no reason to have that. Why do you need to have that to feel like you've progressed as a character, as a player, and your character's progressed? Why that you don't? There's a million different ways that you can do it that will honestly feel a lot more fair too, you know, with the progression. And that's the most important thing when you think about it from a game developer standpoint, because that's what they have to think about it as. And the goal of stats is to make it so you as the player and feel like you and your character are progressing. And when you do it with percentages, you hit a point like we're at now where they have to slow down. They have to actually take off stats from stuff rather than add on or, you know, bump up stats to make and we're so used to that now if we don't get a extra plus X damage or plus X resist or something like that, then we feel like that item hasn't progressed in power level. And that's definitely when you know the system's failed.
Mods in chat are like, I remember when the game didn't have any issues back today. And that's because we didn't hit the brick wall, as Jeremy mentioned. That's because there's a curve where it feels like there's no problem at all because you have the headroom. But the headroom, or I guess the overhead, like the overhead, the amount of overhead for this is only so much until you just hit the ceiling. And then you're just going up to the uncharted territories. You're getting all the unforeseen effects because the system doesn't work for a game that's an MMO or an MMO where you're supposed to progressively always increase the status quo. And the status quo is important for new content. And like, it's an excuse to add more things on a level tree. It is a way to help guide the player and ensure that, you know, smooth sailing, quote unquote, exists.
Now, the thing is, you know what system makes it so you can feel constant progress? Now, for the person, progress means that you've gotten stronger, and stronger means bigger numbers. That's a fair assumption and connection that you, the company, and the player should be able to make to find a middle ground of saying, yes, this is progression. But how do you do that without having an inevitable brick wall? And the simple solution is, well, flat stats. So let's actually try to transition, because I think we spent a little bit too much time actually on talking about just the system. Yeah, so let's move forward to why flat stats fix a lot of these issues. And we're going to mostly focus on damage and resistance, because those are the two biggest, most obvious ones.
Yeah, like they're integral for everything.
They're the most basic stats.
Like the only other big multiplier one that does technically matter is the healing incoming and outgoing. And a lot of what we're going to say about damage and damage and resistance will apply to this. As I guess you'd say it would be a good idea overall, probably, for healing and incoming and outgoing. But that's mostly will be reserved as an implied statement. I'll say that. I guess you would agree about that too. Like mostly that doesn't deserve a dedicated speech compared to damage resistance, because mostly it's an applied effect.
Yeah. But let's just focus on damage and resistance.
For simplicity of this. Maybe the after show we'll talk about that or something.
Specifically. Yeah. Yeah, because obviously, you know, discussion is an easy 6-hour meeting.
And we want to like an hour
if they were actually debating it, right? But
I
don't think anyone's going to watch that. So, okay, let's start off. So, what's on the table? What are we offering on the table? And what I'm offering as an idea is that you just cut the damage percentage entirely. Same with resistance, and instead, the system that they put in place for jewels, which is the flat stat system, just becomes the main system overall for attack and damage. Now, obviously, these numbers, because we're at level 120, are going to look really big. But in reality, they're not actually that big when you actually put them down on paper. So I'm talking about 500 basic damage. So that's about what we would expect the average damage to be right now. And to put it simple, that just means you play a spell that's normally dealing 1,000 damage. You have 500 damage flat stats. It's now dealing 1,500. And then whatever blade percentages and stuff that you have. And then for your pets, you can add on a little bit more, right? You can make those deal whatever. That, you know,
the pet system overall
is something I'm not going to talk too much about, simply because
that would be a lot different. Though that may, in theory, make it where pets would technically be more relevant. Assuming you have, well, actually, I don't even know how you would put that in damage. Let's just pretend pets don't exist for this conversation.
That's messing with numbers. That's messing with numbers, and that's something that you need to do after you decide, yes, we want to do this system. Now, precisely. What are the numbers that we need to do it right? That's a whole different story. So we're not going to really talk too much about it. We're just going to talk about why this system would be better in the long term for the game. So that's kind of the thing. So starting off is obviously, and then resistance would be very simple. After all your opponent's calculations, then it goes through the normal calculation, which is you attack, your attack gets added on to the spell, then blades get added on, and then you attack. Now it's your opponent's checking phase, checks for shields, goes through any shields, and then it says, okay, you have, and we're just going to use 500, for example, again, 500 resistance. This means that now whatever damage is remaining after all the other calculations from your opponent's side and then the shields, now it says, now we're going to reduce 500 from that. Very simple, point blank, right? So you attack the opponent with 1,000 base spell. You have 500. It attacks your opponent. They have 500 resistance. So instead, it just deals to the basic 1,000. Boom, easy peasy. That's how it works. And it's very clear and simple. It's not as complicated of a system as
right now.
Yeah,
you pull out the calculator and multiply all the percentages.
If you want to calculate. Yeah, you have to be like, okay, this is dealing, okay, so this is a base spell. It deals 1,000 damage times my opponent who has 275% attack damage. Okay, so that's times 2.75 plus the square root of the moon and the percentile of the sun's mass. Yeah, okay,
close to 75.
That's what it is right now, honestly.
Yeah, when you make it easier for everyone.
Blades and stuff.
It really will be. Like, you don't have to deal with percentages. And a lot of people really hate percentages in trying to do the math. Like, because if you have everything as flat stats, then in theory, you can just go and do math in your head a lot easier. You could just go
and the worst part is you have 30 seconds to do it.
Like, maybe a couple percentages of the blades or whatever. Like, but overall, though, like, it will simplify a lot of the combat and even some of the planning for a lot of people. You know, it has that benefit. Greater simplicity.
Yeah, it's and that's a little benefit, but it's something out there as well. And the fact that a little benefit like that in reality is actually huge. So there's that. Got to add the Pablo soul inside of the slice of bread to the mix. Yes. Yeah. Oh, then you mix. Yeah, of course. Can't forget about that one. So actually, I missed up. It was actually 95 damage. I forgot to hold the two. Sorry about
that. As you see.
But anyway. But yeah, no, it's like that's just kind of that's the big benefit of it is that first of all you're simplifying it, and for a kid's game, why are you having to make them do like, you know, that what is it, I didn't do percentages until I
was something like that, like understanding the fun of it, because it's like because like percentages are annoying, man. Even you have proportions with it, even like a bunch of other stuff, and oh boy, that is an infinite nightmare. In some ways, like King's like, okay, let's teach the kids about percentages, and then it goes this quiet. I know it's just kind of like
they
okay,
don't even have a tutorial for
good
that.
Luck. enjoy.
What were you in the honor program? This isn't the honor or eagle program. Oh. That's what it was called back when I was in the U.S. Eagle program. being in the advanced thing. But anyway, that's off topic. But it's like, what is this? The Eagle program? Hell no. I got home from school. I'm not here. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying everyone to goes at different homework. Rates, Bo.
But like, about? Overall, but no,
that's the first thing. First of all,
overall, it adds a level of complexity. This in all sorts of places for percentages.
Yeah. When it comes to a mass audience that you're trying definitely. To trigger, simplicity is the best route. And so, first of all, one big benefit is that this system will simplify it to the masses. So you don't have to have, you know, the entry door for understanding the game is a lot lower too. And that's a big benefit for a lot of people, actually. Because if you have to put in too much, like, that's a big reason why games like League of Legends are not getting new players. They're retaining old players, but they're not getting in new players. And the main definitely, reason for that is sure. because there's so like, much to learn. Imagine going in and trying to
learn. Yeah, let's come back a year later and like, oh, everything changed. And there's like five new things. And not everyone wants to do that. Like every year.
Yeah, and that's every year.
Riot like loves changing their game a lot. Like, which
would be.
Has a lot of good in the, okay, we're listening to players a lot, but a lot of bad for really trying to attract new people. But they already have a big base audience.
It's good for keeping the audience they already have. It is a bit damaging. But it's bad for trying to get a new one. But and the thing is, Riot can do that strategy because they have
and that's one of the largest audiences. That's also part of the allure to some people. So because,
it's very easy to do that. You know,
the ever-adapting game, that's super competitive. Wizard is supposed to be the mass appeal.
Wizards is struggling. It wants the mass appeal. Wizards needs. They need to get new people in. Yeah. And also, how the game is designed is that it latches on to new people who are new to gaming that are just trying to get into it, that are young or are, you know, older people just looking for a casual game to play.
Yeah, it's a very fun overall MMO for, like, anyone. That, like, because not everyone wants to get into WoW. Not everyone wants to get into Final Fantasy XIV. You know, those are much higher tiering kind of MMOs. Mm. They're fun once you're into it.
Yeah. And so this is just easy. It's supposed to be a family-friendly game. And so what you have to realize is that, you know, one, they have failed to do this. This is already off the table. But one strategy that they could have done was they got a big audience. Wizards was quite big in and around 2012
and 13, I think,
2012 or something was their peak. It was around...
I think when was either late 11 or early 2012.
Yeah, but so 2011, 2012, I know was around their peak. And so if they from there just decided, okay, we're going to do whatever, you know, what Riot did, then they would have actually succeeded. But the issue is that they just kind of took the role of, okay, we know that people are going to grow up and without maturing our content, we're just going to let them go and we're going to expect a new generation to come in and fill in their shoes. But the truth is that new generation doesn't really want to play a game like Wizards.
Or even mobile games like at times too. though, well, it varies so much though. It varies so much. Like they're trying to predict
and they didn't
the future
even try to make...
while not changing and adapting for the future. That's the thing. They're just assuming that things stay consistent. And you know, who even thought though? Did... You know, 5-8 years ago, that a lot of people would be all into much more mobile devices and tablets and stuff, and how that's a lot of where most people's computer time's going towards. Like that's kind of the weird oddity we're having now. But still, desktop games, though, are still very popular.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah, you can't, like, just
you,
random
you can't really
anomalies
predict
just
it.
Happen out
you
of
can't
nowhere.
Really predict it. But what you can do is you can be fast on getting on top of it. And that's something King's Isle has failed to do. You know, with mobile games, they never put Wizards on mobile or even tried.
The closest thing was Grip Guardian.
You know,
the closest thing
other game
Blade
now,
of the Wizard was that.
A,
but
it's
and I love Grip Guardian. I do like the rewards, but
and that was
it
a
doesn't
success.
Fully captivate that though. They didn't move with the market though. They're late to the game.
Yeah,
with the current ones, and I do appreciate they're trying to go and work on that a little bit. But sometimes if you're kind of late, you may want to go back to what you
but
do
it's
well.
Way too late.
Which is your MMOs, which a lot of people love and. Yeah, they have an exclusive market. The children's family-friendly MMORPG. They have a monopoly on that, essentially. That is a thing that they could go so well.
And they try
so well. So much potential.
they tried to move into those markets, and then they just didn't, like, they didn't try to capitalize on their already successful brand of Wizard 101. And so it ended up.
Yeah, that's for a different podcast.
But anyway, that's a whole different story. We're getting
another episode
topic. That's my bad. Yeah. But the point is like, if we come back, you want to make the system simple. You want to make it so it has longevity. So we already talked about simplifying it. So what makes this system have a longer term of survival compared to percentiles? And the simple answer to that is, well, you can infinitely scale damage, but not percentage. When you scale percentage, 1% compared to one basic extra damage is huge. 1% of 500 is 5, just adding 1. So you're going times 5 the amount of, you know, what you're normally doing.
Definitely.
And that's pretty insane.
Like, the scalability of that, so in the battle, like, it scales,
you know,
up too much. That's the thing. It goes high, it's super high scaling. Oh boy. Versus flat, you know, that's just, okay, this is 100, yeah, this is 100, that's what it is. Versus, you know, 10% or whatever.
Yeah, and if we just look at, I just keep using 500, I just want to use the same example, it's simple, is the fact that you can, you know, if we're just expecting the average to be 500 every X amount of levels, if that's the number that's correct, if you have 1%, which is 5 compared to just 1, you know, that over time, you're going to be getting, that's about 5 times the as much quote unquote power creep as you would normally. And so that means that you have 5 times less amount of years and content that you can make before the system hits a potential wall, right? And so again, that's just longevity that you have to think about. And that's why that's just the clear way to go.
For sure, yeah. Like, imagine 5 years in, like, And then them trying to go and figure out how to solve the issue, and it would be like, okay, let's just go ahead and now switch over to a system like this, because where else do you go from where we are now? Like, we've seen in Pirate, they are going in the flat stat direction, though that game doesn't need as much stats and gears are completely different in that game, but, like, overall, we don't have actual percentages in the major stat system in Pirate, right? Like, we see that Kingsell already noticed that for that game, and they didn't make the mistake they did in Wizard. It's just the mistake in Wizard is staying right now because they don't want to revamp the system. Because it's like, well, it works. It probably should work still. Or the kind of maybe the worry about the whole, you got to re-educate your players how to play the game, or at least or educate them in understanding the stat mechanic. But you just got to go ahead and bite the bullet and do your best to inform people if you do decide to go and change. Like, that would be the ideal system, because as you're saying, longevity, that's what one of the most important things that you need. The longevity, then, well, you'll be fine, because again, 5 years, how will the game look if we go at the current pace? We're already so limited because we can't really go ahead and scale up anymore, at least to the way that it would be expected for every level or for every 10 level increase.
Now, I do want to point out the one big elephant in the room that I know will eventually come up if we discuss this long enough. And that is, how does this feel for low level PvP against higher level PvPs? Now, the first thing I want to point out is, one, King's Out doesn't really, at the end of the day, PvP is not their main goal. And so you should keep that in mind when you think about that. You can't just turn around and say, well, this ruins X PvP.
Definitely.
Well, they didn't care about that in Pirates, right? And that was a game that they were ready to invest in too. But then, of course, things happened in the company and they didn't. They clearly don't care about PvP. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not what this game is going to be. And while you can definitely make changes here or there to make PvP a little bit more enjoyable, it shouldn't be the main topic. So that's the first thing. That's just the first thing to say. The second thing is, well, if you as a company, think about it this way, as a player and as a company, the main reason why you don't really want to make a high level pirate compared to just playing low level PvP right now is very simply is because you haven't hit the brick wall in the system for percentages at level 40, 50, and 60. Those were the good times, right? And that good times was because the stats then were fair and balanced, and they were at a stage where at that moment and point in time, they were at a good position where it didn't feel like they were overwhelming, and you didn't really, they weren't the whole boat of the show, I guess, right? So there's that. And then the next thing is the fact that when you think about it as a player, and you want that progression still. And so if you feel like I'm going to have a lot more fun and progression at a lower level, then clearly, again, the game and company didn't do their job. Because
they're supposed to capture you and make it where you would go to the end of the game. They're not going to spend the time and money. They want to encourage you to stay on the game and level and continue to play the game to keep you hooked. Because in that case, you can't be hooked because of the above stuff just doesn't fit well. It just doesn't work well. And you're going to stay in its one range, and you're going to limit yourself, and it's just not an intended effect. It really isn't.
And then that hurts the company as well, because when you think about it, if you're a player and you can just go, well, I'm going to have a lot more fun and enjoyability, and I like the game at level 50 and I don't go to level 100, you're going to make a lot more money off that person who's like, ah, well, I want to go to max level compared to the person who doesn't. Because one, it's going to take more time, which means that's more membership that they're paying for, or more crowns into areas that they're paying for. That's additionally going to be more that's more gear that they have to go through if they're, you know, new to the game and soloing it. They don't already have all the amazing stuff. Obviously, they're going to have to invest into crafting. Again, that is either A, more time or more money. And time is money in this game because membership and crown areas. So again, same thing. And you may go, oh, okay, well, they're just gay benning that. You know, that's not great. Pay to win. And that's not true either, because more money into the game means that they're going to be able to make more content. And obviously, again, if they have better stats, that means that they're going to have room to make even more content and progress the game. So again, you feel like you have content, you feel like you're progressing, and it's all balanced at the same time. It's a win-win for both you, the company, and the player. And that's what you should try to find. That's the goal of the company to find. And to have a good stat system is a very, you know, the core of the game is also the core to having a good community, a balanced system, and a happy company.
Perfect words, honestly. Like, that is important, though, especially, yeah. Because, like, imagine, you know, it's like, as you mentioned, you want to ensure they go up to the higher stuff. Because, A, you know, more time, they invest, less, they'll probably spend more money with you know, buying crowns, buying a membership, you know, investing into the game. You actually invest much more if there's a viable reason. Then, and also, you're allowing, or, you know, well, basically, you're playing the content that the developers work so hard on. Like, imagine that in your game, you're only at 50, because anything above 50 just isn't your style and you don't like it, just as it doesn't fit well, it doesn't go well. And imagine just how many developer hours you're wasting the developers' efforts at times as well. Like, it's counterproductive, really. Like, you know, all agreed on that part for sure. Like, I can see it. Yeah, not the player's fault. It's just,
but it's not the player's fault either. Just
because of the consequence of the stat system, or the overall experience gets to be limited. It really is.
Yeah, it's like, stories are great and all.
Definitely.
But not
like, that helps, though. But, and that's where they're pushing. They're pushing that.
No one goes to watch Transformers for the explosions, okay? We're all there for the lead actress, okay? Let's just be real. Let's just get it out of the way, okay? She's hot. We like her. Keen, okay? Hit me up. My DMs are open. But seriously, you know, no one goes there. Not everyone's into just the story. And so you have to also think about the people who want the contents of the game. And also, some people just want their egos touched and stroked. And so, you know, giving them progression is what you want. Again, it just comes back to this. How do you make a game that feels fair and feels like there's a reason to progress, as well as doesn't feel like you're progressing too quickly? And percentages, amp up the speed in terms of how fast you're progressing, and it leads to all to other issues. And flat stats fixes a lot of those and finds the middle ground for all of these.
And the best part is it's been proven in pretty much any other MMORPG that uses it, right? Like, it's a proven system. It really is. And we're saying this as a legitimate understanding of how it universally works elsewhere, which is kind of funny because, you know, universal resist, you know, damage percentage. Okay. But no, seriously, like, if you look at WoW and wonder how they're at, you know, 120 and overall things work pretty well, that's why. Because that's how they invested in the stat system, and they just go ahead and increase it up and up and up and up, and people still play it, people like the game, and it's working for, what, 14 years? 15? However long it's been, like longevity is just in there. That's, you know, perfect example. But still. Flat stats, man. Flat stats.
Yeah, it's just... flat stats, I think, if Kingsall really wants to fix the game and have it last another 10 years at least, and maybe even revive it, bring it back to its glory days, changing this, they need to make a big change to the system. And
it's a good first step. And it really is.
You don't
you're not changing your natural game mechanics. Yes.
Maybe it's not going to change
spells at drastic levels, or like a bunch of your other accompanying features that like kind of bigger scope. Well, specifically, you're not going to mention. Okay, I guess you can say stats are a big scope, but they're a scope that goes in with everything else. That's how they play in every single other thing.
Yeah. But also, it's not hurting anybody that comes into the game or returning to the game, because any gear that you have, well, I assume that if they were to take this and say, okay, yeah, yes, you're right, let's make this as a change, I'm sure they would go through, they would play with the numbers, and they would eventually find numbers that is a fair and equivalent
power. That way, the gameplay would feel the same.
Yeah, it would feel the same, but yeah, it would just have
because right now future, with
if that makes sense.
Let's just say 110, 120, and then the eventual. I don't know, now it's 120 to 125, but let's just say 120 to 130. You know, those things, and then the 140, 150, 160, you know, all the way up to 200. That would be a consistent ride that makes sense and feels to be a good experience. Because right now, I can tell you my experience so far in Arc 3 hasn't been the best. For a variety of reasons. There's also, and part of it is just the stats. And it's really a shame. It really is a shame. Yeah.
Well,
like perfectly an hour. Right now perfectly an stats. Hour.
There's not. It's just. I feel like they need to make a change to the game, and it can't just be a one little change. It has to either, it's going to have to be something big, right? Or else we're just going to.
Yeah, because a lot of their content decisions has been based because of stats.
Leading us to this brick wall.
Think of it honestly. Why in the world have we not gotten a new Darkmoor or the new mainstream dungeon? Think about that.
Because if it's not power creeping the stats, then it doesn't feel worth it, and you don't feel that progression. And then hence, it equals a bad update. You know what would happen? If you could continue to power creep the gear with flat stats, perhaps, then you could have that. It just all connects. You can't say one thing without going back to the other.
Yeah.
It's a nice little... It's a web.
Self-contained circle.
Stuck together.
And the infinite loop, man. It is looping back and forth. You just can't escape it.
Yeah, you can just throw anything at me, and I can bet you I turn it into where flat stacks fix it. Except for low-level PvP. Yeah, okay, that's one thing we have to give up if we're going to do flat stats. Don't get me wrong. I'll gladly admit that's an issue. But you know what I'll say to that? thinking from King's Isle perspective.
I mean, as much as I would love if they would care much more about PvP. I mean, we're this is a dual circle podcast for crying sake out loud. We do PvP tournaments for
I know, but you have to be realistic. Because we like
PvP. It would be cool. This game was a better PvP game, and technically, this would allow things to be a lot better with scaling stats up in a better way. Because it would turn make stats better, and maybe we'll get better health and whatnot. But PvP is a consequence issue of main game and not being specifically designed for, like, Wizards not designed for PvP as much as we wish it would be. It's a cool game in concept that it could be, but King's Isle is not interested in making this game a PvP game or having a PvP mode. It'd be great.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, as much as we'd like it, there's nothing wrong with what they want to do, nor can we change it. But what we can do is we can put out solutions that benefit
the base game is the most important part. That's what most people care about. That's what most people do. And any other content is additional content. For whatever good or bad that may be, well, that's just dependent on how either you interpret it or the system itself. Of course, we will have other videos about, like, or well, I guess podcast episodes about the other systems, but this is mainly just about flat stats in Wizard. Let's not get too sidetracked.
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot as well. This is not a small idea that we're offering, and it's not a small update if they were to ever do it in, as well. So, but again, we got to be timely about this stuff. We can't go, you know. I think we're actually overstating anyway. Like, we're getting there almost an hour and 5 minutes. So
yeah, I feel like we got most of our point through, really. Like, the mentality of flat stats allows you to infinitely scale the game and continue to give the player the beneficial feeling and also ensuring that your new content really does feel new and exciting.
New.
Okay, let's do a Q&A part right now in chat. So if you have any questions about what we're trying to propose with using a flat stat system, basically we get rid of percentiles. Instead of using percentages, we just go and say, okay, it's a flat number, and that's it. Your gear will be flat stats. That's what it is. Yeah, pips and accuracy, but that's kind of like, except okay, chance to get a thing and chance to succeed at action. You know, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, percentages work well for that stuff. They just don't work well as a stat thing, like an actual thing that's part of a big equation. Like, in an equation, no. Just no. Please, no. Just no.
So
that depends.
What are the ranges?
We're going hypothetical, though, in terms of, okay, here's the concept. Now, ranges are very hard because you got to go and define where or how you want your ranges to work throughout time. We don't.
That's a whole different practical application
of flat stats would kind of be that kind of thing, where we would have to go ahead and get the numbers right or get the numbers and stuff. I mean, we could look at block, though.
And at the end of the day, that's not our job or our decision.
And critical and rating, funnily enough, though, because we didn't talk about those, but technically that's because they're already using the right stats, right? They're already using the right system. It's just some of the execution of that system's a little off. Mainly the critical one, right? Like, what do you say that critical is at least using the right numbers? It's just not using the right execution of that.
Honestly, I think that's a mechanic that just shouldn't exist in the game in the first place, to be honest. But it's also hard to discuss that because it's hard to really discuss that without coming in with a plan with the numbers that I would want to use. So I don't really want to comment on that because it's very slippery roads. You would have
there's to play also with kind numbers of
before you even think about
it. Yeah, like to and make to make an so. Argument, to make a point.
So I'm not going
to
turn
when
around and
you're
say
going
yes
with that many that many numbers and implications and when you have to stay consistent on that to make a point. We don't have that in front of us. We just have a bare bone notes. A lot of this is on passion, or well, internally.
But in terms to answer Kyle's question, do you want small percentages of resist, like 5%?
Yeah, you just go ahead and use the number.
I'm saying straight up flat numbers. I gave the example. You use a spell. It deals 1,000 damage. Then you play it. Now it says, hey, it'll do the normal calculation, which the normal calculation in Wizards is that it says, hey, okay, you played this spell. It deals 1,000 damage. Now it says, I'm going to check your attack. Your attack in this case would be flat 500. And then it would check your blades and do that calculation. But we're not going to, just for the example, we don't have any blades. So it's just, we use 1,000 attack spell. We have 500 flat damage, just 500. So it's 1,500 damage that we're saying we're going to attack you with this. Then the opponent goes through. Now it would check shields first, like it normally does. It checks shields and then resistance. But just in this argument, again, we're going to say there's no shields. So now, shields and blades stay as percentage because they're fine. They have a down. You have to develop them before they become useful. So and you have a way to play, and you get to actually directly play around them as the player. That's a whole different issue. That's a mechanic. That's a different mechanic as a whole. There's nothing wrong with that mechanic. What we're saying is just the stats that your character has and obtains through gear and other items. And so you attack, you're dealing this 1.5k damage, right? And then your opponent, let's just say for argument's sakes, doesn't have a shield. So then it's going to say, okay, now we're going to check your resistance. Your resistance is a flat 500 resistance. So it minuses 500 from the incoming attack after all other calculations were made. Very simple like that. Well, I say simple, but you know, it can get a little bit complicated.
Yeah, exactly. But
when you're doing math,
it would work better, especially for where we're at now. Because where we're at now, the current system breaks down. Well, I mean, it is in the process. Like, it's not like totally super duper.
It has.
Kaboom, dead.
But by about level 200.
Oh, yeah, that for sure. Like, it's just. Because that's the unavoidable wall. Like, we're going up on a sharp line. That's where we're going. We're on the sharp line. And right now, we're feeling the pointy effect of it. Like, that's the current feeling. And already there's a lot of you know busted builds and busted sort of thing. Like, all the current issues are in part of this, and also the game design is being impacted by this a lot. Like, that's a concern, right? Like, if your game design and direction of the game is being concerned because of your stat system, then that is really flawed.
And again, it comes back to this. You don't really feel any progression from leveling up. You don't feel any progression from any of the new gear after about level 100, because by then we've kind of plateaued in terms of stats. We just don't, you can't go any further with them, or else you will actually completely break the system. And so because of that, you can't make new content and stuff doesn't feel as fresh. And again, it comes back to the same situation. No fresh, no good updates, you know, yada, yada, yada. Point is, it sucks. Game sucks if it doesn't have that feeling. And that's just a basic thing. There's no way to sugarcoat it. A game is bad if you, MMO-wise, a game is bad if you do not feel progression when you are progressing through the game. You should be able to feel you've gotten stronger, you've done this. But the fact is, and you can see this even in just PvP straight up, the fact that some people don't even bother to level past 110.
Most people stay at 100 actually because of the block advantage. Sad. That one is much bigger. Even as you do have, you know, the rat amulet 110, because of the decay of how much they sharply change the decay. Ironically, it's with flat stats, but this is the execution of flat stats that are being bad. But like, the principle of flat stats is still good. It is good.
Yes, the principle.
But there's a lot of other things. Now it's like
they're trying to. The reason why flat stats are bad right now is because you have
stronger
you have
above, though. That's the base thing. Like, the snowball of everything is much, much less stronger. Yeah. It's like, oh boy, what I've brought myself into.
Pretty much, if you were to put this on a chart, it's pretty much like looking at a chart of Tech Boy's stream viewership compared to Kriparian, right? Kriparian's just keeps going diagonal, like straight up diagonal to the top right. His just kind of, his slowly gets a little bit bigger. It's like one viewer goes to about 5, maybe 10, a little bit of 20 after about a year or so. If it keeps going, stays at about 20, maybe goes up to about 23 average, let's say, in like 4 or 5 months. It's like that. That's flat stats. We like that. You know, Tech Man doesn't like that, but we like that. It's nice. He answers our questions in stream if it's like that. Kriparian, he doesn't answer questions. He just keeps going. Why? Because but the thing is, the difference is Kriparian's make some money. Tech Boys doesn't. But in King's Isle State, it's the opposite way, where the flat stats would make the money. Their way is clearly making them lose money. I hope you guys liked that example. I worked really hard on that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Gotta stay strong. Gotta stay strong like King's Isle right now. Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
They only will increase the max level so people will buy more gear. Oh boy. Yeah, the gearing improvements actually only been in packs. Yeah, they pay the win. Yeah, cap and no out. Okay, no. Yeah, good one.
But it's just. Yeah, that's
yeah, I thought it was good. You also have Dazzy that says, do you think this game is going to go to level 200? I feel like this game is going to stop before maybe 150 max.
I think as long as King's Isle is able to pay their bills and put a little, you know.
Yeah, and overall, it's not going to necessarily stop. They're still making tons and tons and tons of money overall. Like, it is a profitable endeavor. You don't stop developing a game that is not profitable, and because it's an MMO, the principle that is you can always release new content, and in theory it's supposed to be infinitely scale above and more and more and more. You just continue to make more stories, you flesh out the world, in that case the universe, you know, that sort of thing, but like you add and add.
As long as you can still sell gachi packs and you still have 28-year-old women who are single, sitting at home with their 3 cats, making more pets daily, I think you're fine. I think the company will continue to profit at the very least. Maybe not profit as much as they would like to, but still profit. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. And I don't think that this alone would be enough to make them shut it all down. So, yeah. Have anything else to say on that? I'm gonna talk about
I think you're on the point, though. You're on the point. You're on a pretty good point. Kyle has a lot of other very interesting things because he has, like, crit resistance and about even he's like, okay, yeah, that's all cool and all, but what about, like, the actual level cap in principle? Like, does that benefit or anything? I mean, the mastery and, you know, that sort of stuff. Like, it's some really good ideas, and I'm interested of how you would respond to that. In the relevance here.
I think, I don't know. Again, it comes down to that. That's more of an individual level and up to the company to decide. I don't think
for the cap, right? For the cap.
Not. Because there are games who, yeah, for the level cap. I think it doesn't really matter. To be honest, some people like seeing that number of their level go up infinitely, and it really depends on what type of audience they want to cater to. I don't have the data, I don't have the research in terms of business of who are the ones that are paying the most, the ones who get an ego stroke when they see them hit level 297. Or the ones
level 100 forever,
you know, see a new pet come off the shelf. Yeah, yeah. Who are level 125 yeah. and they finally got that new pet drop from the Gachi pack. I don't know which one makes more money. And that's really the answer at the end of the day. Whenever one makes new money, makes more money is the way that they should go. Because again, at the end of the day, if something is going to make the company money, it will eventually benefit us as the player base. And I think that's something that you cannot just turn around and say, I don't want to pay to, you can't just put the whole pay to win argument on that. Because if we don't have people who pay, then we're not going to be able to play. Whales don't ruin MMOs because I think in a non-competitive MMO like Wizard 101, at the very least, at the end of the day, Wizard 101
for a long variety of reasons, MMO like
with it.
If it system. Was, I mean, cool, but no,
yeah,
we're just,
I don't
we're
think
hopeful.
It matters. However, where a whale does become an issue is in a game like there's this online game. Where they have a lot of anime-based online browser games do this. It's because it makes them a lot of money. Is that they have a power level scale chart, and that the more powerful you are, and the higher up you are ranking wise on the server, the more benefits you get. So you continuously get more and more powerful faster than everyone else to stay on the top. And so the way they encourage that is by you buying these packs, these stuff. You buy whatever they're selling. And spend hundreds and thousands of dollars just so you can get to that number one spot and hold it. And it's really just whoever pays more. That's a literal whale. Whoever pays more will become the strongest and get all the benefits of the server. So there's that. That's an issue. And that's luckily not even close to where we're at right now on Wizard 101. And so I think, and what I said was pretty much what they're doing right now with selling packs. Clearly, that's what's making them money. And so if that may be through just not increasing the level cap and just saying, okay, level 130, I really would hate if
that would be like so weird, man. That would be horrible.
If I had OCD, that I would literally want to I'd jump off a cliff, to be completely honest, if I had OCD.
I kind of want 150 if they go for a max. But then again, it'll be like, oh no, 200, because 200
I don't mind 130.
Fully super-duper even. It's like, okay, I feel like we passed the return of that, but okay. numbers are weird and stuff. I'd be happy with level caps.
But no, let's say they stop at, stop at level 130, and they just decide, okay, we'll release a new world and
some or do the expansion system sort of thing.
Crowns.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like World of Warcraft expansion,
Guild Wars.
Right?
Guild Wars is the game that doesn't do the level thing anymore.
That's great.
It's just expansion. That's the only thing it does now.
Okay. Okay. That's fine then. You know, that works. We know that works. And that's fine. If that's what they want to do. Again, it's up to the company, really, not us. And I don't think it matters.
It is very personal,
opinion.
Yeah, it's nice for a lot of things. In this game, I mean, because what you just do is you just give yourself better gear. I think, let's just pretend you have, item level. Or, the item level itself would be different. They would have an actual item level sort of thing. Or, it would just be like, okay, this is new content. You use new stuff. Like, that's just how it'll be versus being leveled.
I'm about to bring back flat stats.
It makes sense.
Because they could do all of that, and then every once in a while they could release a new gear farming dungeon place, right? With flat stats, if flat stats were a thing. And they could power creep and still stay at the same level forever. So you still feel that. But you can't do that with the current stat system.
Definitely.
Because that's, again, going to lead to power creep. So, that's a little interesting again. But yeah.
Everything comes back.
I guess that goes back to.
You just can't avoid it.
Right?
It's inevitable to go.
I'm telling you, everything will always come back.
Truly perfect.
But yeah. And in terms of the critical block thing, I think that's, again, when it comes to a whole new system, there's a lot you have to think about before you can really talk about it.
Imagine piercing, though.
Yeah.
As a new system, back in the game.
I just came prepared to talk about
just the implications down the line. Because now we're in the implications as it's trying to counter balance something else, but implications.
Yeah, but now it's led to issues. But anyway, I want to end because
I'm pretty sure we're pretty good on episode 2 for flat stats. We will have other episodes about a lot of other ideas. Like, there's a gold mine of ideas. Like, we will not run out of episodes. I will not run out of episodes. Definitely. Like, so I hope everyone enjoyed episode 2 of Beyond the Spiral. Just simply flat stats. That's just the answer to everything. And the episode title. So if you like the content, make sure to go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcatcher. Like iTunes, Google Play, all that sort of stuff. Let's go to dualcircle.com. You'll find all the information, the show notes, some examples, maybe a chart or something. All sorts of cool things at dualcircle.com. You'll find the podcast right over there. And of course, make sure to follow Dual Circle, the actual group that is making this podcast, on Twitter over at dualcircle_PVP. If you like me personally, the main host of the show, Ryan, aka Binary Conjurer, well, just follow Binary Conjurer over on Twitter. Of course, I stream. Yes. This is actually, ironically, being streamed live on Twitch on twitch.tv/thetechboy. So those are my stuff. And then this is Jeremy. You can go sell out yourself. No. Just sell yourself.
There, I sold myself out. That's good. Check me out on Dual Circle.
To the full.
You can check out my articles.
This is okay. You know, dualcircle.com/staff. You'll find them there.
I'm not like that.
That's just the easy way. You'll find me there too. That's probably easier.
You'll like me there.
Yeah, dualcircle.com.
You gotta go to the website to find me. So yeah, there you go.
Thank you everyone for watching and listening or whatever you may be doing, and see you in the future.